This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is one of those stories you simply can't wrap up in a minute and a half. Context, it has been said, is everything. So to get some, we've called David Leonhardt. He's the Washington bureau chief at the New York Times. He writes often on the tax code and the economy. David, it's good to have you back.
It's nice to be back.
What is it about federal income tax that makes people react this way? Keywords here being federal and income, right?
Well, those are the keywords. So when we talk about taxes, we often end up focusing on the federal income tax. It's this big obvious thing that we pay once a year and have to fill out these forms for. But for a lot of people, it's not the main tax they pay. It's not the main federal tax they pay. For the majority of Americans, other federal taxes, particularly the payroll tax, which goes into Medicare and Social Security, is the main tax that they pay. The federal income tax is very important in our government, and it gets a lot of attention, but it almost certainly gets too much attention relative to its import as a tax.
This 47% of the people that's in the news today, 46.4, I think, is the actual number. Who are they that wind up not paying federal income tax?
They're a combination of people. They are many people in the middle class and many of the poor. They are also many retirees who are no longer working, people who did, in fact, pay a lot of tax over the course of their lives, and people who right now are not making enough money to pay income taxes. And there are sort of two main reasons for the people who aren't making enough money. One is that the last few presidents have all cut taxes, Obama, Bush, and Clinton. And the second is that we've had a really bad 10 or 12 years economically. And so there are a lot of people who haven't been able to graduate into the groups that do pay federal income taxes. They pay other federal taxes, but not income taxes.
This is obviously an intensely partisan issue, especially now in a presidential election year. But is it true that a lot of the policies that got people off the federal tax roll, some tax cuts, some tax savings, all those credits, those things, have been favored by Republican presidential administrations?
It is absolutely true. Republican presidents have played a big role in creating these tax cuts that have taken people off the income tax rolls. Republicans in Congress have as well. And there is really a divide among Republicans on this question. There are Republicans who really want to emphasize that not everybody is paying federal income taxes and want to try to bring up the number of people who do pay federal income taxes. And then there are Republicans who basically always want to be cutting taxes for anyone for whom they can cut taxes. You actually see these tensions within Mitt Romney's own presidential campaign. So on the one hand, you have these remarks that he said about the 47%. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you have several promises from him not to raise taxes on people who don't make very much money.
The other half of Mr. Romney's remarks that have come to light, apart from the 47%, we're talking about a large chunk of the American population who feel it's their right to get from the government health care and housing. Do that many Americans actually get those things from the government?
Well, there are a lot of Americans who get health care from the government. Pretty much everyone over 65, many poor people get health care from the government. Although on the whole, I would say Americans expect less and rely less on the government than most other rich countries. We are a more individualistic, a more market-oriented society than many other rich countries.
This is obviously, David, part of a larger conversation we have in this country. It's one you write about a lot. This idea that we can't really make up our minds, Americans, over what we're willing to be taxed, at what level, and what we want to get from the government, what we expect from the government.
That's exactly right. And the problem, in a nutshell, is that we expect low taxes and higher benefits. And that is why we have a deficit. We have voted ourselves higher benefits, mostly in the form of Medicare, to some extent Social Security, Medicaid, the military. Then we have voted taxes that we are willing to pay. And over the long term, there's a real disconnect between those two. And so whether you really like Mitt Romney's 47% answer or you really don't like it, I think one of the things to do is take a look at this situation and say to yourself, either way, we have a government that doesn't add up. It's not collecting enough money to pay for what it does, and that can't continue forever.
David Leonhardt is the Washington bureau chief for the New York Times. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.